Hello and welcome to the Vine Life Podcast. I'm Tony Clark, your host. Today I've got a country music singer, a songwriter, and her name is Mackenzie Phipps. We'll discuss her latest single, Life Gives You Love. Mackenzie has become a fixture throughout the Southeast for minor league baseball games, singing the national anthem at festivals, where she has delighted fans with her distinctive country voice. At a very young age, she's received awards such as Female Country Song of the Year at the 2021 Josie Music Awards, also a Songwriter Achievement Award in 2022. She was named Future Star of Tomorrow by the North American Country Music Association International, and that's a mouthful. Now, if you want to learn more about Mackenzie, you can go to her website, and that's Mackenzie Phipps, that's P-H-I-P-P-S, MackenziePhipps.com. Mackenzie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I very much appreciate it.
Well, it's a joy on my end, and I want to talk about this new single that you have out. It's called Life Gives You Love. Tell me a little bit more about this song.
Everything, I mean everything, was going right. It's hard to know when it's real and when it won't work out in the end. But regret is gonna hurt.
Well, this would be going on 2 years now. I had came to Nashville and I got into a studio with my producer, Sal Oliveri. And this song was one that he had pitched to me, and it was written by three phenomenal songwriters. Megan Patrick, Kyle Clark, and Lance Miller. They all did a fantastic job writing this song. And this song was probably the song we had the most fun recording because it kind of got to show off a different side to my voice. A lot of my followers have known me having that classic mixed with a modern sound of country music, whereas with Life Gives You Love, I have the element of country music with a little bit of soulful elements.
And again, that's one of the things I was thinking when I was listening to the song is you've got that soulful voice, and you've got to have had some influences in the past, and I can tell some of those influences. But what are some of the singer songwriters that have influenced you over the years?
Well, when I started out singing at a very young age, I was four. The very first person in country music that I got introduced to was the Queen of Country Music, Loretta Lynn. And I loved everything about Loretta. I was so close to meeting her. I had met her sister, Crystal Gale, and I've met her granddaughter, Taylor, a couple times. And I guess the good Lord decided on October 4th that heaven needed a little bit more joy to it. So I'm holding him to that because I wanted nothing more in this world than to meet her. But I really started listening to her at a young age. I loved listening to Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood. I listened to so many different people. But I had a very strong adoration for those top three artists, and I was hoping that whenever I had a dream of being in music, that I would be as well known as them one day.
I can certainly see that you're on your way, and you can certainly gauge some of those influences in your music as well. Now, what part of the country are you from?
I am originally from a small town in Virginia called Bluefield. There is about 5,000 people in it, at least. That's what Google says. That's what I tell people because I tell my mom that. She's like, there's no way there's 5,000 people. And I was like, as of 2021 on the Google search, that's what it is. I don't know what it is 2 years later, but I was born and raised there. And 6 months ago, I moved near Nashville, Tennessee, where I am today.
Well, I've got to ask. I'm familiar with the area. Bluefield, is it on the Virginia side or the West Virginia side?
So that's the thing that confuses people is majority of the time when people hear Bluefield, they automatically think of the West Virginia side, but I am on the Virginia side. So for those out there that do not know, I was on the Virginia-West Virginia line. Like both Bluefields are like 10 minutes from each other. So yeah, it can get a little confusing, especially knowing where that line is, but I got kind of the upbringing of both states.
Well, again, it's a beautiful part of the country. And so I'm assuming, are you in full-time music now? Is this what you do for a living?
Yes, I have been a full-time singer, songwriter, musician since I was 14.
Wow. So it's amazing to see someone that gets to pursue their dreams and their gifts and actually not have to work a job, a second job, to be able to do that. And so you're blessed and fortunate to be able to do that. So again, this new single, Life Gives You Love, is a phenomenal song. You've got some other singles out there as well. You want to talk about those?
Yes. So I have released 4 out of 6 of the songs that I recorded in studio. I had to really remember which ones are out there, but we are at 4 out of 6. And Life Gives You Love was the last song that Sal had pitched. He had pitched 3 songs, and then the other 3 were written by my backup singer and guitarist, Shane Begley. So the first one that I ever released was Drag, which Sal had pitched to me. The next one was A Little of Both that he had pitched to me as well. And then my last single before Life Gives You Love was the first one that we had kind of released from the Nashville studio that Shane had wrote. And that was called You Bring the Beer, I'll Bring the Noise. And that song came about because I had asked him if he could try to come up with an upbeat song that people out there could relate to, but also reflect me as a person. So he decided to write about my upbringing in Virginia, but we had to figure out how we wanted to pair it with people that may not have ever been to Virginia, have never lived there. So we thought, just add beer into the mix.
Obviously, I listened to that song as well, and I bet you that's a popular one that really gets your audience involved, correct?
It does, because especially down in Virginia, West Virginia, more so West Virginia, I used to play out in the boonies, as we call it, out in the sticks. And those people love their beer.
Yeah, they certainly do. And not everyone, you just don't have to be in the boonies to enjoy your beer as well. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
It's also my understanding, Mackenzie, that you're very involved in social media. You're very involved with your fans as well. Talk about some of that, those interactions. How do you interact with your fans?
Well, you know, the biggest thing I always get asked, especially with my social media presence, is I make a conscious effort, especially on my Facebook page, because that is my most popular social media platform. I've been trying to build that since I was 14. So that's why I have just now hit 50,000 friends. I hate calling them followers because they are basically like a family to me. I would not be anywhere in this world without them and their continuous support. And the biggest question I always get is it actually you reacting to the comments? Because I'll have a video or a picture getting hundreds and hundreds of comments, and I always go through each and every one of them. I read them and I react, whether I like them or I heart them. And people always ask me, is that really you, or is it a bot? Or no, it is me. I read everybody's comment. I read everybody's message, even though I do not get around to messaging everybody that does private message me. I do read all of them, and I very much appreciate all the support that everybody gives me. So I just made an effort, especially on social media as well, to include them in aspects of my personal life as well, because I feel a lot of people out there forget that individuals that are in the music industry are still human. We still have our flaws. We still make mistakes and we learn from them. And I feel like people out there kind of hold us at a different level when they really shouldn't, because at the end of the day, we're all human. We just have a talent that other people may not have, just the same as somebody out there could be the best dancer in the world, and God gave me 2 left feet. So everybody's unique in their own way.
Well, I just think it's very special to actually interact with your fans. And that's seems like a tremendous asset. And it seems like that's a audience builder as well, that you can actually at times even interact with someone that you're listening to, someone that you're enjoying as a musician or performer, or what have you. It's nice to have that, just a little bit of interaction. I can see that. So that's definitely a plus I can see. And I'm looking over your website and you've got some merchandise as well. You've got CDs, you've got t-shirts, hats, and I like your logo actually. You've got some good merchandise. How do people access your merchandise and your CDs?
So all you have to do is you can either go on my Facebook page. I have a button that says shop now, and it will take you directly to my Shopify merch page. or you can go to my website, mackenziephipps.com, and find it there. But we are still in the holiday of giving. So if you want to give the best gift out there, go to my Shopify page and snatch up some Mackenzie Phipps merch.
Well, it looks like some cool merch. Definitely do that. And check out Mackenzie's music as well. Now, Mackenzie, you've got passions apart from music. And I think one of those is animal welfare or something like that. You've got a heart for the animals. You want to talk about that?
Yes, I do. And it's so funny because before we started this, I was telling you about my cat over there. Who she's being very good because I kid you not, anytime I do an interview, she knows and she has to make a guest appearance, but she's being good today. She's asleep in her bed down there. But I've always had a huge love for animals. When I was younger, I would pet a squirrel if I could. I just love all animals. And I had gotten involved in shelter work when I started volunteering at a shelter in West Virginia called the Mercer County Animal Shelter. And to make a long story short, because it is a very long story, I got involved because there was a dog named Swanson. He was a pit bull. They found him as a stray. We do not know his story, but we could just tell from how he was that it wasn't necessarily the best story. He had no function in his back legs. His ears had been clipped by scissors, and he was just dragging himself basically with his two front legs around the streets, and they finally got him. And what shocks me about animals is no matter what they go through, whether it's some kind of inhumane act from a human or anything like that, they do not hold grudges. Some of them do not hold grudges. And he was definitely one. Whatever he endured, it never held him back from loving people and showing affection. He never once ever growled. He was the most quiet dog ever. Didn't even really bark. But I had gotten involved in trying to raise money for him for donations to try to help with physical therapy, to help with his legs, and to kind of give him a better quality of life. And things started going very well, and we were able to give him some laser therapy treatments, and things were going well. And it's kind of just like we reached the peak of the mountain, and it unfortunately crumbled down, and things started getting worse, and we just had to really assess his quality of life. And we knew that he was suffering, and we didn't want to see him going through that anymore. So really, like, the week coming up in the next couple of days will be, I think, his 2-year anniversary of passing. And it was a very difficult thing for me to deal with. I had never been with an animal that had to be unfortunately laid to rest. And I vowed from that point on that I was going to try to help as many animals at that shelter find their forever homes. And over the course of a year or so, I was able to get 30 dogs into their forever homes. So I was very proud of that accomplishment because there's so many animals out there, especially in shelters today, that have their own problems. And I like to advocate for those too, because I would do a weekly segment called Take Me Home Thursday, where I would showcase a dog every week. I would discuss their age, try to discuss their breed, because sometimes you just have little Heinz 57s, as we call them, where they're just a jumble of different breeds. And I would tell different things about them, whether they needed to be in a household to themselves, whether they were people selective, not good with other animals whatsoever, and just try to find that right person for them.
Well, it's certainly a worthy cause. And my wife and I, we have 2 rescues, and God willing, we'll always have rescues, you know, from this point forward. And it's something about an animal that's been rescued that may have had a hard life before. It seems like they're appreciative of their owner. It seems like they realize they have a good home now. And it seems like it comes through with their personality. So, yeah. 100%. So, Mackenzie, your upcoming shows, your upcoming dates, you've got a Christmas Music Facebook Live performance, correct? Tell me a little bit about that.
I just added that. So I just made an event on my page. People can go check it out. But I have been having many people on my page asking me to do another Facebook Live and I have been going through so much different stuff in my personal life, even with moving down here, that it was kind of difficult to really narrow down a day for me to be able to do it. But since our little family has now surpassed 50,000 friends, I thought, what better time of year than to celebrate with them the holiday season, as well as reaching this milestone marker. So I am hosting a Christmas Facebook Live show on December 22nd, which is a Friday. I'll be doing it at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you are in another time zone, you're going to have to look it up, because those are the only two I know off the top of my head. But yeah, we're going to have so much fun. I get to talk with everybody, and I'll be doing a mixture of holiday songs, original songs, covers, whatever they feel like listening to, and we're just going to have a ball.
Well, it's certainly something to look forward to, and I encourage you folks to check that out. And I guess the easiest way to reach your Facebook page, Mackenzie, would be go to your website and then click on the Facebook link. Is that correct?
Yes, you can do it that way, or you can just type up Mackenzie Phipps on Facebook, and my music page should pop up there.
Absolutely. And what other performances do you have coming up if folks are interested in attending?
Yes, so I've actually been in the process of working on my 2024 calendar. I have just now reached 60 shows, give or take. So I have been working on that. I will be traveling throughout the state of Tennessee, as well as I will be going throughout Virginia, as well as West Virginia. I don't think I'm going to be able to go out to North Carolina and Ohio as much as I was able to, only because they're a little bit farther out compared to where I used to live in Virginia. But people can be on the lookout for what I have going on in 2024 on my website, as well as my social media pages. And if there's a show out there that may be close to you, maybe our paths will meet.
Well, it's certainly something I encourage folks that are listening on a podcast or watching on YouTube or Facebook to check out her music. And again, Mackenzie, your website, if someone goes to your website, MackenziePhipps.com, just give an offering of some of the things they can find there.
Yes. Now, one thing I do want to reiterate with my name, because I always say my parents gave me the most complicated spelling name. It is MackenziePhipps.com. That is my website, MackenziePhipps.com. And on there, you can find any kind of original material. You can find different videos of me, as well as events that I have going on. And it can take you to my social media pages, as well as my merch. And like I said, maybe our paths will meet. I very much look forward to meeting many new people in the 2024 year. And I cannot wait to see what the Lord has to offer me.
Absolutely. And just a final word, if you will, I'd like to ask performers this question, these questions, writers these questions, folks that are coming up, their heart's desire is to be a singer, songwriter, or a poet, or a musician, or whatever. And you're succeeding in what you do. You don't have to work a second job, and you're blessed to be able to do that. What advice would you have for the young performer that wants to succeed in the arts?
I always love this question, because I feel my piece of advice is very, very true to anybody in any kind of field, whether it is a work field, whether it's a talent field, anything really that you set your mind to that you want to do in this world. But I always tell people to never be afraid of failure, because coming from somebody that started at a very young age, being 14 years old, doing my own shows out in public, there were so many different things that came across my path, and I could have taken them, but I was very scared of failing because it was something new. It was something out of the norm for me. So instead of me maybe climbing up a step or two, I just stayed on the same platform. And that's not any kind of way to grow as an artist or as a person in general. And one thing that I have learned is, even if you do fail at something, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the end of the world. It's just a learning curve, and it's a stepping stone to what you could do better in the future. So always set your mind to something, stay true to who you are, and go in it with everything you got, and at some point it will work out the way it should.
Very sound, very wise advice, Mackenzie, and thank you for that. Again, if you want to find out more about Mackenzie's music, you can go to mackenziephipps.com and you can find all of her information, all of her endeavors, all of her future shows, all of her CDs and so forth. I encourage you to do that. If you're listening to a podcast or if you're watching a video on YouTube or Facebook, you can simply click on the link below the video and you can go and find out more information about Mackenzie. Mackenzie, I'll ask you to stay on 30 seconds post-interview, but thank you so much for coming on the program and telling us about what you do.
Well, thank you so much for meeting with me today. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. And until next time.